Doctors and other healthcare professionals from across the globe put themselves in harm's way every day to provide aid and medical support to those in areas of conflict, including the ongoing civil war in Syria. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're shining a light on Doctors Without Borders. You can turn on the news or go online and see how devastating the conflict has been to combatants and those caught in the crossfire. In fact, Doctors Without Borders routinely posts videos on their website about how dire the situation is there.
Bullet and shrapnel wounds, burns. These are the most common cases treated in this operating theatre. In this MSF trauma centre in northeast Syria, surgeons have to adapt procedures to the setting.
According to the UN, more than 93,000 have been killed since the fighting began in Syria. In addition to these casualties, according to Stephen Cornish, director of the Canadian branch of Doctors Without Borders, there are tens of thousands more of what he calls silent casualties.
Well, those are people with chronic conditions, people that had cancer or that have diabetes. With the collapse of the health system, they no longer can have treatment. They can't be referred outside the country, and so they're dying slowly. We're seeing evidence of hepatitis A and measles in children because children haven't been vaccinated in 2 years. And even pregnant women who are searching for days to reach our facilities in order just to give birth.
I had a chance to talk with Lexington anesthesiologist Phil Hall, who recently volunteered with a Doctors Without Borders unit stationed near some of the fiercest fighting, where they had to improvise to even find places to work.
The program I worked in originally started working doing a surgery out of a cave for several months until they decided, one, the area where they were working was not secure enough, so they decided to move, and they bought a chicken farm out of a hatchery, and they converted that into a hospital.
In a war-torn region where the healthcare system has all but been destroyed, Dr. Hall says the care he provided ran the gamut from combat trauma to delivering babies.
On a number of days, we saw motor vehicle trauma. We certainly did C-sections because the local hospitals in the area had mostly been concentrating on treating war wounded. So there was nobody to do C-sections. So that was a need that we decided to fill. We had midwives and had a general surgeon who could do C-sections, and that was actually a common thing. There was also shrapnel injuries, and on certain day, at least one day, there was mass casualties.
Dr. Hall says he intends to return to Syria, and he's quick to point out that you don't have to be a medical professional to give of your time and make a difference through Doctors Without Borders.
You know, if people are interested in volunteers, and they're not all medical people, it takes some special logistic people and administrative people to do this work, and any program will have a mix of those.
We've learned that greater than 93,000 people have lost their lives in this conflict, and more than 8.5 million people, more than twice the population of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, have been displaced across borders or within the borders of Syria. For additional information about ways you can help, you can go to doctorswithoutborders.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.